ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. This week we have Shabbat Parashat Vayetchanan, Shabbat Nachamu, and today is also Tu B'Av, and the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah, Masechet Ta'anit, לא היו ימים טובים לישראל, like Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim, that's the special days. However, today we're not going to speak about Tu B'Av, we spoke about it last year or 2 years ago. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak a little bit about the parasha. We see in the beginning, the Pasuk tells us, Vayetchanan el Adonai ba'aita hi lemur. Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to enter Eretz Israel. He wants to go. So many times Moshe Rabbeinu he prayed until Hakim tell us, Vayetchanan. What's the gematria of Vayetchanan? 515. He prayed 515 tefillot Moshe Rabbeinu to enter Eretz Israel. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're not going to go to Eretz Israel. I was looking here in the Yalkut Shemoni. It brings down this week's parasha. Remez Taf Taf Chaf Alef said, "Vayomer Elav Adonai Rablach." What's Rablach? Said, "Ba'al Din Shelcha Hotzi Mita Lakol Katon VeGadol Shamhu." Who's that Ba'al Din Shelcha? This is Adam Harishon. She'achal Min Ha'Elan. Who garam Mita Lakol? That's what it is. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, Adam HaRishon, he sinned and he ate from Eitz HaDa'at, therefore everyone has to die. So what are you praying? You want to go to Israel and you want to live and you want to see, you don't want to die. Everyone has to die. Let's see what the Midrash Yilkut Shemoni is telling us. Obviously, we have to understand this Midrash. What's the connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Adam HaRishon? Adam HaRishon, because of him, there was Gezerah, everyone's supposed to die. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is asking him, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, why not? What's the connection between the two? We'll get to it soon, Be'ezrat Hashem. I was looking also, we have the Midrash Tanhuma, also in this week's parasha. It brings down here the Midrash that Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he shouldn't die before he passed away. Hashem told him, no, everyone's supposed to die. And we spoke a few weeks ago that he told him, Adam HaRishon, died, Abraham Abinu died, Yaakov Abinu died, Yitzhak Abinu died, everyone died. You don't want to die, you want to stay alive. Then he told him, listen, they had their own Abirot, but I didn't do anything wrong. And along the conversation, it was between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him here, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol ze she'etam tzta'ir lama, why are you fighting so much, you don't want to die? You see, all the tzaddikim before you, everyone died. The pasuk tells us Tehillim, "Vihi od la netzach, lo yirei shachat." Could it be the person is going to live forever? Is not going to go? Is not going to be buried? Ki yirei hachamim yamutu, yachad kesil v'ba'ar yobedu be'azibu la'achirim chilam. Said even ki hachamim yamutu, even hachamim they die. So why you Moshe Rabbeinu? So much, you're praying, you don't want to die. Why are you so scared about Mita? כל זה שאתם תצטער, למה? אמר לפניו, רבון העולמים, מתיירי אני מחבלו של מלאך המוות. So I'm scared from מלאך המוות. He told, oh, that's your problem. אמר לו, אינני מוסרו בידך. אינני מוסריך בידו. He's not going to take your נשמה. I'm going to take your נשמה. Therefore, Hakim tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Aharon HaKohen passed away, Pasuk said, "Ve'yamot Sham Aharon al pi Hashem." Rashi brings down Parashat Hukat on the Pasuk al pi Hashem. What's al pi Hashem? Any tzaddik, it says by him al pi Hashem, "Ve'yamot," he died al pi Hashem. That means he met b'mitat neshika. And that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was mitaveh for such a mita. You know, because everyone knows, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells us in Daf Chaf, the Gemara says over there that every person, before he passes away, Malach Mavid comes to him, and he just reveals himself to him. The Gemara explains over there, I don't want people to have scary dreams at night, but whatever it is, the Gemara says over there that Malach Mavid kulo male inayim. And he comes to the person, and just when a person sees him, he open up, what's going on? He gets so scared, and he open up his mouth, and the Malach HaMavit, he has his sword with him, and he has a sword, Tepashel Marat Teluyabo, and when a person open up his mouth, that Tepa Marat falls into the person's mouth, and that's how he passes away. Yes, what the Gemara tells us about the Masechet Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, I'm scared of this. Said Moshe Rabbeinu was Meteve Lemita, just like the Mita to Aharon HaKohen passed away with him. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what you're concerned about, no problem. Enenni Mosrecha Biyado. אמר לפניו רבון העולמים יוכבד מי שהוקהו שניה בחייה ושני בניה יקהו עוד שניה במיטתי. What does it mean? Said, not enough that my mother יוכבד. אחים, tell us, she was called יוכבד, that she caused כבוד השכינה להתרבות. That's why she's called יוכבד. So not enough that my mother suffered when the hukhu sheneha b'chayeha v'shne baneha. What happened? He explains here in Atz Yosef, he quotes Zayit Ra'anan, yochevet mi hukhu sheneha b'chayeha rosono lomar sheushlach Moshe le'yor. Not enough that my mother saw me, she put me in the Nile River and she didn't know what's going to be with me. What a feeling the mother is going to have to put her baby in the river and she doesn't know what's going to happen with him. Not enough what she went through. You want her now also to see that I'm passing away. And you want her also to suffer. So here, Yehu od sheneha b'mitati. That's what he asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar lo, kach alta b'machshaba v'kach hu minhago shel olam. Dor dor v'dorushav, dor dor v'farnasav, dor dor v'manhigam. He told them, don't start up with me anymore. That's it. That's the derech ha'olam. Sof adam lemita, sof behemal shechita, the Gemara Brachot says. Sof adam lemita, that's it. Everyone, that's the norm. Everyone supposed to die. En miyadi matzil pasuk said. Everyone supposed to die. What are you telling me? Oh, what's my mother going to say? She's going to feel bad. Too bad. She's going to feel bad. Every person has to go through this. He brings down here in Na'etz Yosef, he also quotes Zayit Ra'anan, Pirush Magen Abraham, he quotes here, Yeku od sheneha b'mitati. He said, Yeku od sheneha b'mitati. Not enough that my mother suffered when she put me in another river, you want her to suffer also when she see me dying? She's going to see him dying? Did she pass away, Yochebet, or she's still alive? His mother still alive? We all know that Yochebet, Rashi brings down, that she was born and at the entrance to Eretz Mitzrayim. When they went down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Abinu, Nolda ben Ahomot. The Pasuk said, Asher Yalida Otah Levi ben Mitzrayim. Da'at Skenim brings down, said, Asher Yalida Otah, the Malbim also brings down. Yalida Otah, Levi's wife, what was her name? Her name was Otah. That's her name. Asher Yalida Otah Levi ben Mitzrayim. Ota, Mrs. Levi, which her name was Ota, she gave birth to Yochevet. When? At the Hamot. That's what. So we know when they entered Mitzrayim, she came down with them to Mitzrayim. But she came out of Mitzrayim, or probably she died in Mitzrayim. But here, not only she came out of Mitzrayim, here the sounds from the Midrash, Yeku od sheneha b'mitati. That means she sounds like she's still alive here. When was this Moshe Rabbeinu? When was this conversation? The 40th year. Is she still alive now or no? It sounds like she's still alive. He brings down here. He said, no, as Yosef brings down. צריך לומר, דאף בקבר מצטערים. That means he understood very simply that she passed away. She was born when they entered Mitzrayim. After 210 years, when they left Mitzrayim, Hakim tell us she was still alive. She came down to Mitzrayim, she came out of Mitzrayim. But it looks like she died in the Midbar. So how is she going to feel bad? Even Bakeber, Yekushinneha Bakeber. That's what it brings down over here. However, I saw that it's not so clear because I was looking in Seder Olam Rabbah. It brings down something different opinions. He brings down Seder Olam Rabbah Perek Tet. He brings down, he says, Serach bat Asher hayta mba'e Mitzrayim umi yotz'eha. Serach, she came down to Mitzrayim and she came out of Mitzrayim. Mba'e Mitzrayim b'chtiv b'serach ha'chotam, when they came down to Mitzrayim. And when mba'e ha'aretz also brings down, she was from mba'e ha'aretz, Neymar, v'shem bat Asher Sarah. That's about Serach now. How about Yochebed? The Midrash continues. He said, "Olam, ve'Yochebed ha'itam ba'em Mitzrayim umi yotzeiha." שיקים דנת מצרים, שיקים ערף מצרים. מבאי מצרים שנאמר בשם אשת עמרם יוכבת בת לוי, ומבאי הארץ שנאמר בשם אשת עמרם יוכבת בת לוי אשר ילדה אותה. ומבאי הארץ, that means יוכבת, not only she came down to Mitzrayim, she was born by the Hamot, she entered Eretz Israel also. So that's what he said. How come in the beginning he said, ויוכבת הייתה מבאי מצרים ומיוצאיה? Sounds like she came out of Mitzrayim. We don't know if she made it to go to Eretz Israel. But he continues right after, ומבאי הארץ שנאמר. It brings the pasuk that she also entered Eretz Israel. I saw here the הגהות on the bottom, he brings down. ומה שכתב ומיוצאיה, מבאי מצרים ומיוצאיה, צריך לומר, מבאי מצרים ומבאי הארץ. כמו שכתב לעולם בסמוך. וכן הוא בהגהות הגרה. That means יוכבד, she entered Eretz Israel. If she entered Eretz Israel, now we can understand the Midrash בפירוש. That's one thing. Not enough that she suffered when she put me in another river. You want her to suffer now also when she's going to see me die? Why? Because she's still alive. If she entered Eretz Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu is still alive. But for some reason, I don't know, probably Midrashim Halukim, Zayit Ra'anan, he brings that over there, Melamed, Afilu Bakeber Mitzta'arot. What a Keber? She didn't die yet. According to Seder Olam, she's still alive. She entered Eretz Israel also. That's probably it's Midrashim Halukim, but whatever it is, that's the idea. I saw the Hatam Sofer. Hatam Sofer here in this week's parashat, Daf Chaf Amud Alef, he brings down over here. He says the Midrash Yilkut Shimoni that we just read before, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Rablach, I made Gezerah for Adam Arishon, everyone's supposed to die. He said, Chaora, what does this have to do with what Moshe Rabbeinu is asking now? What's Moshe Rabbeinu is asking? Very simple question. Sarich Ayun. After he quotes the midrash that we just read, בסרח עיון, מה עניין זה לתשובה של הקדוש ברוך הוא? ואיך היא ביקש משה לחיות לעולם? What Hashem answered them? Everyone has to die, I made גזרה. Did I tell you not to die? I told you, let me enter Israel, let me live a few years, then you take my neshama. Did he request he shouldn't die at all? What he wants from him? ואיך היא ביקש משה לחיות לעולם? הוא ביקש רק שיכנס לארץ הקדושה. What's the problem? ואפילו אם כבר הגיע זמנו לפטר, even if you want to tell me his time already came that he's supposed to die, he said, so what? היה יכול הקדוש ברוך הוא להוסיף לו איזה שנים, כמו שהוסיף לחזקיה מלך יהודה. How come הקדוש ברוך הוא, what is he answering him over here? You're coaching on him, he's telling us, no, I made Gezerah, everyone's supposed to die. Did I tell you not to die? I told you, I just want to enter Israel. עברנה ויראה את הארץ הטובה הזאת אשר בעיה בירדן. הארץ הטובה זה בלבנון. הוא רוצה להיכנס, הוא עם הסוגות, הוא ארץ ישראל, why not? What kind of answer is giving him? That's what we have to understand. חתם סופר, he has his own way, we'll try to understand better at Shem a little bit differently. And we see two psukim after. But after Moshe Benu he was praying to enter Eretz Israel, the pasuk said, "Ve'itaber Adonai bi lema'anchem ve'lo shama elai." What does mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu got upset at me, got angry at me because of you guys. Ve'yomer Adonai elai, Rablach, al tavsa daber elai, od b'daber hazeh. Case is closed. Don't talk to me about it anymore. Rashi brings down, "Ve'itaber Hashem bi nitmala chima." Got so anger כביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא at me, why? למענכם, what's למענכם? בשבילכם, אתם גרמתם לי. וכן הוא אומר, ויקציפו על מי מריבה, וירע למשה בעבורם. So it's all because of you guys. מפרשים, all the מפרשים לאט, he said, is this because of them? What do you want from them? It's your own sin. You got angry at Het Memeriba. Whatever the Abira was over there so many opinions. What was the Abira over there? Did he speak to Iraq? He hit Iraq? He called them Shab'unah Morim? He got angry at them? There's so many Pirushim. Or Ahim HaKadosh over there, Parashat Chukat, he brings 10 different Pirushim. The Rabbani has his own way, Ibn Ezra has his own way, everyone has his own way. And Or Ahim HaKadosh, he lists over there 10 different Pirushim. And he didn't like none of them. He brings another pirush after. So there's so many pirushim that they bring down. Up to a point where I told you once I saw in Paradis Yosef that there was one of the Admorim. He says that he knows very good pirush. What was the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu? However, he's keeping that pirush to tell it to the tzaddikim for an olam haba. So he didn't want to tell us. He said, he knows pirush is leaving it for after. Whatever the pirush is, but is this because of them? What do he wants from them? And we see this is not the first time Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Am Yisrael because of you guys. See, also in Parashat Devarim, last week Parasha, Pasuk said, "Gambi hitanaf Adonai b'gilalchem lemor gam atalo tabosham." All because of you guys. I was reading here the Ramban on Parashat Devarim, "Gambi hitanaf Adonai b'gilalchem lemor," because of you, "Yomar hane hatatchem asher asitem ba'et hay b'mragelim." מנעו מכם הארץ הטובה, ועוד הוספתם לחטוא בפעם אחרת, עד שמנעתם גם אותי מלעבור. What is he saying? He's saying, because here, if you look at the flow of the psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking Am Israel about עוון המרגלים. ותרגנו בהורכים, אתם רואים בסנת השם אותנו, they don't want to go to Israel, you're scared to fight over there. He was rebuking about עוון המרגלים, all of a sudden in the middle, "Gambi tanaf Adonai b'gladachem lemor gam atalo tabosham." What's the connection? B'gladachem, this has to, what does this have to do with Avon Meraglim? This has to do with Avon Memeriba. What is he mentioning it here in the middle? So the Ramban, he realizes that Chaura, there is no connection over here. However, he said, "V'od hoseftim lachato b'pa'am acheret, ad shemana'atim gam otim la'avon." You're right, here we're talking about Avon Meraglim. Meraglim, I have nothing to do with the Meraglim. We didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry at Moshe because of the Meraglim. No such a record. But the Ramban said, no, you did a different Avira. But what's the connection? We don't know what's the connection. Ki ratza lehazkir yahad onesh kol nimna'im le'abor ta'aretz. Ki akol begirmat avonotahim. That's what the Ramban, he tells us over here. However, I was reading that the Or HaHaim HaKadosh, he asked that question on the Ramban. He said, what's the connection? We're talking about Avon Meraglim here. Why in the middle he jumped and he speaks about Avon Memeriba? He says here, Or HaHaim HaKadosh, וקשה, והלא לא מסינו שתנף השם על משה בעוון המרגלים. והרמבן פירש ואמר, ועוד הוספתם להרע פעם אחרת, עד שגרמתם לתנף בי. עד כאן. He says, ואין דבריו נראים. So the words of the Ramban, Chaura doesn't make sense. Why? Ki ro'ani she'adayin hu medaber be'avon emraglim. She'ken amara katub ahare ze v'tapechem asher amartem lebaziyeh asof ha'parashah v'hu medaber be'anyan emraglim. V'lemma hafsik betoch ha'anyan b'shilok ha'anyan. So if that's the end when Moshe Rabbeinu was rebuking about avon emraglim, and here he told them he also sinned different sin that because of this I didn't go to Eretz Israel, which is avon memeriba. So why all of a sudden the pasuk right after, "V'tapechem asher amartem lebaziyeh v'etem penu lachem v'ta'anu hatanu nachnu alev v'nilhamnu," continue about the emraglim. Why in the middle all of a sudden out of the blue he jumped avon in the middle, avon memeriba? What's the connection? ומה שהליץ הרב שרצה להזכיר יחד נמנעים מלעבור את הארץ שהם היו גרמה לזה, לא ידעתי מה הנאה יש בזה. So he doesn't like the Ramban's פירוש. So he has his own approach. He says, ונכון הוא על פי דבריהם זל שעברו במדרש רבה על הפסוק ויבכו העם בלילה ההוא. When was this? That when the מרגלים came back, was the night of תשעה באב. As therefore they cried, הקדוש ברוך הוא told them, חייכם, you're crying now for no reason. That night of תשעה באב is going to be בחייה לדורות. אז קבעו בחייה לדורות. כליל תשעה באב הייתה שבו נחרב הבית. ואמרו עוד, חכים את הלס איבן מור, שאם היה נכנס משה לארץ ישראל והיה בונה את בית המקדש, לא היה הבית נחרב. Why? שאין אומה בלשון נוגעת בו. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Israel and he would have built Beit HaMakdash, no one is going to be able to destroy that Beit HaMakdash. So even better. I said, no. ואמרו עוד, במדרש שוחר טוב, בפסוק מזמור לאסף, אלוהים באו גויים בנחלתיך, מזמור לאסף, קנה לאסף מבעלה, אלא על שהשליך חמתו על עצים ועל הבנים ולא על ישראל. That was the מזמור לאסף, the קדוש ברוך הוא, when Am Israel sinned, instead of Hasba Shalom destroying Am Israel, what he did, he destroyed Beit HaMikdash instead. He destroyed the physical bayit instead of Hasb Shalom, the bringing Kilayah on Am Israel, Hasb Shalom. That's what it says. So now, according to the Ma'ata, based on this, אם היה נכנס משה לארץ והיה בונה את בית המקדש, and Am Israel, הקדוש ברוך הוא knows, Am Israel is going to sin in the future. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself, he told them, כי אנוכי ידעתי, כי אחרי מותי, כי אשחית תשחיתון, וסרתם מן הדרך, וקראת אתכם הרע ברחית הימים. He told them, he knows. So, what's going to be after her? They're going to go to Eretz Israel. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go with them. He's going to build Beit HaMikdash. And Am Yisrael is going to sin. So what's going to happen? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy Beit HaMikdash because Moshe Rabbeinu built it. So what's the other solution? Chas v'shalom? To destroy Am Yisrael? He said, no. ולשליך חמתו עליו לא אפשר, כנזכר. ויהיה חרף השם בשונאי ישראל, ויהיה חליונם במקום חורבן הבית, חס ושלום. לזה גזר השם בגזירת המרגלים, גם על משה שימות במדבר. What he's saying, he said, that's the reason why הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made decree on משה רבנו not to go to Eretz Israel. Just like he made on the מרגלים, he should stay in the מדבר, במדבר הזה יתם ושם ימותו, also משה רבנו. Why for the benefit of עם ישראל? If that's the case, והוא אומרו גם בי תנף אדוני בגללכם לאמור. What's בגללכם לאמור? פירוש בגלגול דברים שלכם. כי אם לא היה עוון המרגלים והיו נכנסים, אפשר שהיה נכנס משה מהם. והגם שיבנה בית המקדש, אין מיחוש, כי לא נתגבר בחינת הרע. והיו עומדים בצקתם אפילו בארץ ישראל. אבל באמצעות עוון המרגלים גברה יד רשעה וידע השם כי לא יעמדו בצדק. Therefore, he had to die. So here, what Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him, "Gambi tenef Adonai begidalchem." What's begidalchem? For your benefit. Why? Because if I would have entered Eretz Israel and I would have built the Beit HaMikdash, the Beit HaMikdash is not going to be destroyed. So what Hashem is going to do? Chas v'shalom is going to take Sonei Israel. Therefore, for your benefit, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made decree on me. That's what the pasuk meant here. Gambi tenef Adonai begidalchem lemur. I saw also the Kli Akari has also the different approach also, but it's the same idea. Kli Akari also brings down here, דבר אחר, לכך הכניס לכאן גזירה של משה, כי הבי התליה. So both עבירות are connected with each other. Why? כי על ידי גזירת המרגלים, נתעכבו במדבר 40 שנה. Because of the מרגלים, הקדוש ברוך הוא פנש את המרגלים, יען אשר תלתם את 40 יום, יום לשנה יישאו את עוונותם. ובתוך זמן זה, הרי הגיע זמנה של מרים למות, ועל ידי זה פסק הבאר במיטתה, וחסרו להם מים, והתגלגל על ין עוון ממריבה. ואילו לא חטאו מרגלים, היו נכנסים לארץ מיד עם מרים, ולא היה משה בא לכלל עונש זה. Therefore, he said, גמבי תנף אדוני בגללכם לאמור. If it wasn't because of you that you did not sin by עוון למרגלים, then we would have entered Israel right away. And the Maryam Nabiya wouldn't die, her time didn't come yet. She's supposed to live another 40 years. So would have entered Eretz Israel. And the Avon Meribah wouldn't have came at all. Therefore, only because of you, because you sinned by Avon Meraglim, that's what caused Avon Meribah to come. Right. Let's hear what the Kli Akari tells us. However, we could explain a little bit different by Ezrat Hashem. We have Gemara here in Masechet Arachin, Daf Lamed Bet, Amud Bet. The Gemara brings the pasuk over here. It says in the pasuk, "Ve'yasu kol ha'kahal b'nei ha'gola shabim minashe b'yisukot v'yishivu b'sukot, ki lo asu mime Yehoshua ben Nun ken b'nei Israel, v'tehi simcha gedola me'od." That's what the pasuk says in Sefer Nehemiah, that when Ezra Sofer came back to Eretz Israel to build the second Beit HaMikdash, the pasuk says that they came back and they made Sukkot and they sat in the Sukkot because no one sat in the Sukkot from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun until then. The Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Did they never fulfill Mitzvot Sukkah? Does it make sense? If Shar, Bime, where am I? He said, אפשר בא דוד ולא עשו סוכות, בא שלמה ולא עשו סוכות עד שבא עזרא. So what's going on? אלא, doesn't make sense. The Gemara explains different פירוש. אלא, דבעי רחמי על יצר דעבודה זרה ובטלה. והגין זכותה עליהו לישראל כי סוכה. What he said? He He said, no, we're not talking about mitzvah sukkah over here. We're talking about different mitzvah that Ezra Sofer did. He did something special, that he stopped Yisra Ra of Abudah Zara. Like the Gemara we learned recently in Masechet Yomah, of some Mechdet Amun Bet, also brought down the Masechet Sanhedrin also. The Gemara says over there that, what's his name, Ezra Sofer, he sat down, him and his Beddino, they sat down and they made a decree. And they took Yisra Ra of Abu Dazara, they put him in a small barrel, and they closed it, and they threw it in the ocean. That's what the Gemara brings down. Therefore, there's no more Yisra Ra for Abu Dazara nowadays. Back then, they had a big Yisra Ra for Abu Dazara. You see, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about Menashe, how much he was Obed Abu Dazara. He was Hotein Mahatit Arabim. And until one day, one of the Amoraim, he told the students, he told them, get ready tomorrow, we're going to speak about our friend Menashe. He gave him respect, he called him our friend. It was Hotei Mahatit Arabim. But he said, then we gave him some honor, he called him my friend. At night, Menashe came to that Hacham in his dream. He wanted to choke him. He said, you call me my friend? Who are you? What do you know about Torah? I know much more than you. Then you ask him a question, from where do you take, from where you bosi'at the path? That's a question over there. And he didn't know the answer. The Gemara said that, you see, you don't know, even simple question, you don't know the answer. You're calling me, I'm your friend. I'm at least your rabbi. And he told him, if you know so much Torah, how come you were running to do Avodah Zarah? What happened to you? Then he told him, now you're gibor. At your time, Ezra Sofer already, he stopped, he canceled the Yisra Ra for Avodah Zarah. There's no more desire to do Avodah Zarah. But if you were to be in our times, you would have picked up your clothing and ran after Avodah Zarah. But now, at your times, you don't have Avodah Zarah. Therefore, you're showing that you are Gibor. But really, there's no Giborah over here. The Gemara continues also with it. They wanted to stop Yisra of Arayot also. And then they had a problem. And then they put half of it back. Long story over there. So the Gemara tells us over here, what's the Pasuk in Sefer Nehemiah said that no one did Sukkot until Ezra Sofer came? Could be David HaMelech. All the Tzaddikim didn't do Sukkot. Only Ezra Sofer did Sukkot? No. And we're talking about what here? You're talking about that he stopped Yisra Ra of Avodah Zarah, and that action that he did, that he stopped Yisra of Avodah Zarah, that helped Am Yisrael a lot. That now there is no Avodah Zarah, there is no more desire to do Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, El Kanno Benokem Hashem, the Pasuk said. When a person does Avodah Zarah, then a person gets punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at him. And now that Ezra Sofer, he stopped Yisra of Avodah Zarah, that it brought protection to Am Yisrael, just like Sukkah. That's here what the Gemara is telling us. Ella deba'a, Rashi said, deba'a Ezra rahame yisra de Avodah Zarah ve'itmesar biyadeh. Kedemrei Masechet Sanhedrin. Ve'egin zechuta de Ezra alayhu de Yisrael ki suka. Ki lo asu davar ze bimot Yehoshua. Okay? No one stopped Yisra Ra of Avodah Zarah until Ezra Sofer came. The Gemara now is asking, oh yeah, now it's a really good question. How come Yehoshua ben Nun? How come all the tzaddikim? How come they didn't stop Yisra of Avodah Zarah? What happened? The Gemara continues, you know what? V'hainu deka kapit kira alavei de Yehoshua. That's how you understand the Pasuk over there also in Nehemiah, Perek Het, that the Pasuk calls Yehoshua, he didn't call him Yehoshua. De'bechol duchta ketib Yehoshua, ve'acha ketib Yeshua. They took out the hay. Yeah, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, oh, what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why you're angry at Yehoshua ben Nun? Why you did not stop Yisra of Avodah Zarah? Then he would protect Am Yisrael just like Sukkah. That's what Ezra Sofer did. The Gemara said, oh, you didn't do it. We're going to punish you. We're going to take away the hay from your name. We're going to call you Yehoshua from now. Why? How about Moshe Rabbeinu? How come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get angry at him? The Gemara says, "Bishlama Moshe lo ba'arahame." You know why Moshe Rabbeinu did not pray to cancel Yisra Ra of Avodah Zarah? "Dehava leh zechuta de'eretz Yisrael." Ela Yehoshua, "Dehava leh zechuta de'eretz Yisrael." Amayla leb'ei rahame. Therefore, Hashem got angry at him. Hashem got angry at Yehoshua only because you, Yehoshua, since that you entered Eretz Israel and you have the zichut of Eretz Israel, now you have the power to cancel Yetzer Hara. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he did not go to Eretz Israel, so he doesn't have that power. Therefore, there's no claim against Moshe Rabbeinu. The claim against Yehoshua, you entered Eretz Israel, how come you didn't stop Yetzer Hara? Therefore, the claim is on Yehoshua ben Nun, not on Moshe Rabbeinu. Just as a side point, I was reading here the Maharsha. Maharsha brings down on this Gemara, he brings something Chavra strange. He says here the Maharsha, וכאמר די יהושע נמי היה לו לבקש רחמים על כך בזכות ארץ ישראל, ולא עסקים. He didn't pray for it to cancel Yisra Pahudah Zara. ולכך נפחת לו היוד שיוסיף לו משה רבנו בקשו עליו רחמים, ואמר לו, יה יושע עכה מעשת המרגלים בזכותה די ארץ ישראל. So that's the reason קדוש ברוך הוא יפנש די יהושע, and he took away the yud from his name. Why? Because that's the yud that Moshe Rabbeinu he added to him. Moshe Rabbeinu, his name, Vayikra Moshe Lehoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, he added the yud. Why? Because Rashi brings down over there. Ve'amar lo yah Yoshiacha me'asat hamragdim. Therefore, because Moshe Rabbeinu he prayed for him that Hashem should protect him from the mraglim, and now Yehoshua ben Nun he did not do whatever he was supposed to do to cancel Yisra Ra, therefore we took away the yud from his name. That's what the Maharsha said. Comes along Maran Ahida, I said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, said, what's going on? What's the Maharsha talking about? Did we take away the yud from Yehoshua? We said all the places he's called Yehoshua, and here in Sefer Nehemiah it's called Yeshua, so the yud is there. What he wants. So what is he saying? What's the Maharsha is telling us? The Hashem, it nefhat lo ot yud mishemo. That's the yud that Moshe Rabbeinu added to him, and he told him, "Yah Yoshiacha me'asat hamraglim." So the yud is still there. So I saw Maran Ahida in Petah Hainaim, he bring out that question, he bring it up. ראיתי למהרשע בחדושי הגדות שכתב וזה לשונו, וכאמר די יהושע נמי היה לו לבקש רחמים על כך בזכות אל ישראל וכו'. לפיכך נפחת לו היוד שיוסיף לו משה בקשו עליו רחמים. עד כאן לשונו. וקשה, דיוד שיוסיף לו משה רבנו כתקאי קאי. ומה שנפחת לו עתה הוא אות ה' ולא אות יוד. So what's the Maharsha saying? והרב זל אגב שותפי כתבה. Maharsha, he was rushing to write his חדושים, and I don't know how to explain it. What אגב שותפי כתבה? So he was rushing, he didn't pay attention, he wasn't precise. He wanted to write Nefhat lo ot he, like it says Yeshua, we took away the he. By mistake, he wrote Nefhat lo ot yud. That's what he told us over here. And he continues, ve'efshar lomar tam shenehsar lo ot he mishemo. He has a different pirush here. Why they took away the he from him? But he said what the Maharsha wrote, that they took away the letter yud from his name. So it doesn't make sense. They didn't take away the yud. They took away the hey, not the yud. And Lata Maharsha, he was rushing, and therefore he wrote whatever he wrote. I saw, however, the Ben Ishchai, Ben Hoyada on this Gemara, he came to be mechazek debre Maharsha. He said, no, the Maharsha, he wasn't rushing. He knows exactly what he's doing, the Maharsha. But Maran Ahida, he said, Agab Shetfei Ketaba. He wrote it by mistake. He wanted to write Nefhat lo ot he. By mistake, he wrote ot yud. He said, there's no mistake. Comes here the Ben Ishchai, beautiful Pirush now. וכתב הגאון אחידה בפתח עיניים עד דברי מהרשא ז"ל, קשה דיוד שיוסיף למשה רבנו כתקה איקאי, ומה שנפחת לו עתה, ot he. והרב ז"ל אגב שתפי כתבה, עד כאן לשונו. ולי ענה עבדה, נראה ליישב דברי מהרשא ז"ל. That he's coming now with Ben Ishchai to elaborate the words what the Maharsha meant to write. He really wrote Yud and he knows what is he writing. He was writing the Yud. And בכוונה he wrote Yud. כי רצונו לומר, אף אגב דה היוד לא נחסר, עם כל זה נפחת כבודה של היוד מחמת חסרון אותה. So the Yud, you're right, the Yud is still there. But since that we took away the he from his name, now we called him Yeshua, not Yehoshua, Yeshua, we took away the hay, Now there is no more mashma'ud for the yud. If there was yud next to it, hey, yah, yoshi'a chame, asad al-muraglim, that's a hashibut, shem ha-shem, yud-ke. But now that we took away the hey, left only with yud, the yud has no more respect, no more kabut. Just regularly, what's the difference between the yud and the shin and the ayin and the vav? There is no hashibut for it. But as long as the name Yehoshua has the letter hey in it, now it has yud and kit, has Hashem's name. Yah, yoshi'a chame, asad al-muraglim. Said Imkodze, he said, Afagab the Yud Lunhsar, Imkodze, if Hatke Budash the Yud Mahamad Hassaron Ote, Kibihiot Bishmo Ote, as Yesh Bishmot Suruf Yah Yoshiacha, Sherbo Birecho, Moshe Rabbeinu. Abal Imtahsar Ote, Nemtsa Sheot Yud, he ought Pashut, Kisharot Yot, Veina Ot Shel Shem Shel Yudke Hakadosh. Vedabarze Shani Omer, the Hadush, what he just told us, Ben Shai. The Maharsha, he hinted to it in his words. How? V'davarze sh'ani omer remazo rabbeinu Maharsha b'lashon kitzara shlo shekatab. Lekach nefhat lo hayud she'osif lo Moshe. V'bakshu alav rahim yah yoshi'acha. Said he have two problems. Number one, hada dekdek lo omar nefhat v'lo omar nehsar lo ot yud. What's nefhat? It was minimized. The letter yud was minimized. He didn't say the letter yud was taken away. He didn't say nehsar. Nefhat. Was minimized. And also, ועוד סיים לומר ובקשו עליו רחמים יה יושיעך מעשת המרקדים. He said, why did he add this sentence, יה יושיעך מעשת המרקדים? Don't we know what Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for Yeshua? Open up Rashi over there and see. What's the connection over here? Maharsha, he saw there's reason to write over here that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for him and he told him, יה יושיעך. Everyone knows, open up Rashi over there and see it. והבסגי לומר שהוסיף לו משה רבנו עליו שלום. וואי הוסיף לו? עיין במפרשים, לא קורא שיובד דר. שזה מפורש בכתוב, ויקרא משה ליהושע בנון יהושע. מה לא להזכיר הדרשה שדרשו חזל שאמר לו, יה יושיעך, כאן, די אין צורך בזה. אך, בא לפרש את דבריו, למה נפחת כבודה של אות יוד, he didn't, first of all, he wrote precise, He didn't say "nhsar otyud mishemo," "nefhat otyud." Now he's coming to explain why am I saying that the kabod of the letter yud was minimized because Moshe Rabbeinu we prayed for him "yah yoshi'acha." The ma'ala of the letter yud, if it comes next to the hey, now that he took out the hey, there was no more ma'ala of the yud; it was minimized. בא לפרש דבריו למה נפחת כבודה של דיון פני שבהוספתה ברכו יה יושיעך נמצא שנתכוון משה רבנו בתוספת זו של אות יוד כדי להשלים בשמו שם יוד קה של הקדוש ברוך הוא אשר מוצאו מצא חיים that's what it brings down over here so now he explains said no really the Maharsha he knows exactly what he's writing he wrote נפחת לו אות יוד he didn't say נחסר לו אות יוד אלא נפחת לו אות יוד However it is, now we see that according to this Gemara, the reason why Yehoshua ben Nun was supposed to cancel Yisr Ra'a for Abu Dazara, but he didn't do it until Ezra Sofer came, and Hashem punished Yehoshua ben Nun. Why? Because he had the power to cancel it. Why he didn't cancel it? He got angry at him. We called him Yeshua. We took away the hay from him. Nehsar otyud mishemo. Nefhat otyud mishemo. The problem is, how come Moshe Rabbeinu he didn't cancel Yisr Ra'a? So we said they didn't have zechut to first Israel. Ooh, now we know here when Moshe Rabbeinu was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was telling him, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, "Abirana ve'ereit Eretz Toba, let me enter Eretz Israel. I'm not asking to live for many years, just let me enter Eretz Israel. But what is he gaining from entering Eretz Israel? What are you going to do? You have the Gemara Masechet Sota, the Fyudalat Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Samlai. Why Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed so many tefillot, 515 tefillot to enter Eretz Israel? What do you want really from Eretz Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu? He wants to eat the delicious fruit over there. What do you want? Le'echol priyah hu tzarich. Or le'sbo'a mutaba hu tzarich. What do you want? Ela, there are many mitzvot that depending on Eretz Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Samlai Dorosh in the Gemara. But according to this Gemara, Masechet Arachin, he said, no, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because he wanted to cancel the Yisr Ra'a for Abu Dazara. That's the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Israel. He wanted to go over there to cancel Yisr Ra'a. That's why the Pasuk said, Beit Hanan el Adonai ba'ayt ha'il emor. Don't we know? Moshe Rabbeinu, he prayed. And I prayed. בעת ההיא לאמור, you pray to who? You pray to your friend, who do you pray to? Of course you pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. ואת חנן אל השם, you should know, who did you pray to? You pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. חזק ברוך הוא, צריך חדוש. What's the Torah's coming to teach us over here? Ella, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu he prayed Kemnyan Bayit Hanan 515 Tefillot to enter Eretz Israel, not for the Echon Priya, not for his personal needs. Ella, El Hashem, L'chvod Hashem. He wants to enter Eretz Israel, he wants to have the Zichut of Eretz Israel, so he should have the power to cancel Yisra'a of Avodah Zarah. So it's really, it's coming for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what really Moshe Rabbeinu he wanted to do. What else Moshe Rabbeinu he wants from Eretz Yisrael? He wants something else. He only for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all what he wants. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vayet Hanan El Hashem. To all the his kibyachol, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to enter Eretz Yisrael, it's only for the kibyachol, for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And according to this, I saw them Farshim, they explained the connection in the Psukim later in the parasha. V'adonai t'anaf bi al debrechem v'yishaba' lebelti obri et hayarden. Again, V'Hashem t'anaf bi al debrechem, got angry at me, and he made the shivu'a lebelti obri et hayarden. V'lbelti bo al arsa toba asher Adonai Elohecha noten lecha lenachala. And he continues, he told them, ki anuchi met ba'ars hazot, en elni ober et hayarden. ואתם עוברים וירשתם את הארץ הטובה הזאת. I'm not going to enter Israel, Hashem made decree on him, he's not going to go to Israel, but you are going over there. Therefore, I'm warning you, שמרו לכם פן שכיחות ברית השם אלוקיכם, אשר קראת עמכם, ועשיתם לכם פסל, תמון את כל אשר סופך השם אלוקיך. So therefore, I'm warning you, don't you dare, don't do עבודה זרה over there, why? כי אל קנה השם אלוקיך, כי השם אלוקיך אש וחילהו אל קנה. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gets jealous when he sees someone doing Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, what, he left me? Uti azibu mekor maim hayim, lachsob lahim borot, borot shbarim, asher lo yachilu hamayim. He left me and he went to serve Avodah Zarah, hasa shalom. Therefore, I'm warning you, when you enter Eretz Israel, don't do Avodah Zarah. The Farshim, they ask, what's the connection? Ki anuchi met ba'ar zot, inini ober teyarden, but you are going over there, therefore, you have to be careful not to worship Avodah Zarah. What does this have to do if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to enter with them or is not going to go with them? Ki anuchi met ba'ar zot. I'm not going to go over there. Therefore, you have to watch out not to do Avodah Zarah. What's the connection? And according to what we said, if I would have entered Israel, I would have canceled Yisra'a of Avodah Zarah. Then you don't have to worry about it. But since anuchi met ba'ar zot, I'm not going over there, and you are going without me, therefore you have to watch out, you have to be careful. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu he was telling Am Israel to be careful over there, that they shouldn't enter Eretz Israel. And now Moshe Rabbeinu, we all know that Beit HaMikdash, the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed because of what? The Gemara in Masechet Yomah tells us that first Beit HaMikdash is because Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ariyot and Shefichut Damim. But the Gemara over there emphasizes a lot about Avirah of Avodah Zarah. Ki kasar ha-matza' mi-stareya. ומסיכה, צרה מתכנס, כמו like the פסוק נשעיה tells us, so that the Gemara over there emphasizes more about העבירה of עבודה זרה. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, if he would have entered Eretz Israel, then he would have canceled Yisra'a of עבודה זרה. Okay, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the reason why he wanted to enter Eretz Israel. Why? Not for his own benefit, only for the benefit of Am Israel. That's what really Moshe Rabbeinu, he wants from entering Israel. What else Moshe Rabbeinu want? You see also the Midrash Tanhuma, also on the same Siman, it's a Siman, very long Siman, Siman He, this week's Parasha. The Midrash says here, Amar lo Kadosh Baruch Hu le Moshe, Moshe, shtei shevuot nishbati, ahat shetamut, ve'ahat shelo le'abed et Israel. So they made two shevuot, one of them that Moshe Rabbeinu should die, and second one that Am Israel should not be destroyed, Hasbe Shalom. So which Shevu'ah do you want me to keep and I should forget about the other Shevu'ah? Do you want me to forget about the Shevu'ah that I swore you're not going to enter Eretz Israel? No problem. You want me this, but then you have to give up on the other Shevu'ah. Like HaChaim tell us, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told them, "I'berana ve'ereit ha'aretz ha'tova." Let me enter Eretz Israel. I'berana, let me go. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu answer him? He told him, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, you prayed already to me before, you told me, Selahna la'avon amazek yigudel hasdecha. Now you're telling me, I'berana. So you decide, you pick. I cannot let go of two things. Either I'berana or Selahna. Which one do you want? Do you want me to forgive them, avon aigel, and let you go to Eretz Israel? Or I shouldn't forgive them, aigel, and let you go? That you choose which one do you want. Im aberana, in selahna. Im selahna, in aberana. That's what the midrash tells us. And we told you once that they bring down this midrash also as a musar for Yemei Ad-Din. He said, Im aberana, there's aberana and selahna. But if the person wants selahna, he wants the Kadosh Baruch Hu to forgive him, then he shouldn't do aberana. What's aberana? Usually people, it comes Yamim Noraim, and they do Teshubah. After Yamim Noraim, after Sukkot, they go back, Ish al Mahaneh, Ish al Deglo. Each one goes back to his norm. And Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, come with the Kabbalot, Rabban Shal Olam, give us Hayim Tobim. This year, the coming year, we're going to be better people, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They accept upon themselves good things. But then after, Avnot Harbim, Yisrara, and they let the person go back to his normal. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if you want Selahna, Azin Aberana. If you're going to do Aberana, there's no Selahna. So you choose. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, I made two Shebu'ot. One Shebu'ah that Moshe is not going to enter. And the second Shebu'ah, I'm not going to destroy Am Israel. Lebatel et shtehen, Ifshar. As im terse atal hiyot veyobdu Israel, mutab. If you want to live, I'll let you go to Israel. But Hasva Shalom, I made different Shebu'ah, lo le'abet Israel. I'll cancel that Shebu'ah. Hasva Shalom, I'll destroy Sonehem Israel. אמר לפניו ריבוני בעלילה אתה בא עליי אתה תופס את החבל בשני ראשים. So what are you doing? That's what you're doing to me. So he told them יובד משה ואלף כמוהו ואל יובד אחד מישראל. That's what משה רבנו, he was רועי נאמן for עם ישראל. He told הקדוש ברוך הוא, that's the case, let משה die, 1,000 like משה die, and just don't destroy one person from עם ישראל. That was the רועי נאמן. Where do you see רועי נאמן like this? Therefore, the Zohar HaKadosh calls him Ra'ya Mehimna. That's Ra'ya Neiman. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he told him over here. So you see from here that really Moshe Rabbeinu, what he wants from entering Eretz Israel, he cares about his personal needs. He said, Yamut Moshe ve'elef ki Moshe, lo tepaga'a saporan shel Yehudi, lo yabad Yehudi echad. So what he wants? All the reason I want to enter Eretz Israel, so I should have the zikhut of Eretz Israel to pray, to cancel Yisra Afra Avodah Zara. For your honor, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Aberana, what he told him, but Hanan ila Shem, for your honor, and Asher Mi'el Bashamayim Ba'aretz, Asher Asichem Asichem Ribunoticha, he was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are God Bashamayim Ba'aretz, you are the real God. If I'm not going to go to Eretz Israel, then Chas V'Shalom, they might do Avodah Zarah. I want to go over there, so they should strengthen the Emunah in you, Ribunu Shel Olam. That's all what I want. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, you're not going to go over there. Why? Because what Rahim HaKadosh told us before, because if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to enter, then Am Israel, eventually they're going to sin in the future. Probably not for Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu would have canceled Yisra for Avodah Zarah. Probably they would have sinned with different Abirot. And Hashem is going to get angry at them. And he's not going to be able to destroy Beit HaMikdash because Moshe Rabbeinu built it. Then Chas V'Shalom, the anger is going to go on Am Israel. Therefore, ויתעבר השם בי למענכם. What's למענכם? For your benefit. For your benefit, הקדוש ברוך הוא, let me stay in חוץ לארץ. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling עם ישראל. And he was telling them that this is the עניין. When you go to Israel, you have to be careful because I'm not entering with you. Therefore, you have to be careful not to do עבודה זרה. I saw in ירקות שמעוני, he brings down חאורה, very strange midrash. He says, "Atah hilota liharot et abdicha et godlicha veet yadicha hazaka." Said, "Atah hilota." What does it mean? "Atah hilota." The Yilkut Shemani tells us here in Siman Taftaf Yudalet. "Atah patachta li petach she'imod beit palel al banicha lefanicha b'sha'ash sarhub ma'asei ha'igel." Said, "You, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, kibyachol, you gave me the green light, he gave me the hint that I should pray for Am Israel. you give me that opinion, you give me that idea. שיעמוד להתפלל על בניך, שנאמר, הרף מני ויש מידם, וכי משה היה תפוס בקודש? אלא ככה אמר לפניו, רבנו של העולם, אתה פתח לי פתח שיעמוד להתפלל לפניך. אז עמדתי והתפללתי עליהם, שמעת תפילתי וסלחת לעוונם. So you told me, leave me alone, let me destroy them. משה was catching, הקדוש ברוך הוא, what do you mean, leave me alone? אלא, you're hinting, he was hinting for משה רבנו, כביכול, come on, pray for them. That's what it is. So, and I prayed for them, and you forgive them. הייתי סבור שאני עמהם בתפילה. והם לא תפללו עליי. בעלו דברים כאלה חומר, אם תפילת יחיד על הרבים, כך נשמעת. תפילת הרבים על יחיד על אחת כמה וכמה. So he told him, I was יחיד, I was praying for them, and you accepted my prayer for all of them. And you forgave them for Avon Aigel. And they are praying on me. They're praying for me now. And if תפילת יחיד על הציבור, you answer, תפילת ציבור על יחיד לכל שכן. So he told him, אתה חילותה. You showed me in the beginning, Tefillat Yahid ala Tzibur could help. Kochikin, Tefillat Tzibur ala Yahid is going to help. That's what he told him over here. However, the Midrash continues. What does it mean? Ataha Hilota? What's the word Hilota? Hilota, you started, you showed me in the beginning. From the Athala. But the Midrash is going different approach now. Ataha Hilota? Ataha Tartali et Nidri. You made התרת נדרים for my שבועה. Why? בשעה שאמרת לי, לך והוצא את עמי בני ישראל מארץ מצרים, and you remember, רבנו של העולם, the first time you came to me, בסנה, you told me to go and take בני ישראל לארץ מצרים, what I told you, ואמרתי לפניך, איני יכול, why? שכבר נשבעתי ליתרו, שאינני זז מאצלו, שנאמר, ויואל משה לשבת את האיש, ואין הועלה אלא לשון שבועה, שנאמר, ויואל שאול, so what does it mean? When you in the beginning you did Hatarat Nidarim for the Shevuah that I'd made to Yitro. I told Yitro, Veyoel Moshe Lashebet Et Ha'ish, I'm gonna stay with you. And now you're telling me that I should leave Yitro and go take Ben Israel Arif Misraim. I made Shevuah to Yitro, I'm not gonna leave him. What you told me, Rabban Shalom? You told me you made Shevuah, I'll do Hatarat Nidarim for you. And you already did that Hatarat Nedarim for me. You are matir my Shebu'ah. And therefore you send me to take Ben Israel out of Misraim. Khawra, that's it. And Khawra, what's the connection? What do you want from you? Ataha Hilota Rot Abdecha. So what? Rabban Shalom, you did that Hatarat Nedarim for my Shebu'ah. So what? What does this have to do now that I want to go to Israel? What's the connection? So I saw a beautiful Pirush in the Bring Town. We have a famous story. The Gemara Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara told us over there, the Fa'ayin Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara over there is talking about Barmanan, people that have a sickness called Ba'ali Ra'atan. It's very catchy sickness. And people, they're scared to stay around those people, those sick people. Why? Because it's very catchy, very contagious. People are going to go next to them, Hasb Shalom, they might catch the same sickness, Hasb Shalom. Therefore, the Gemara brings down many precautions that a person should take. The Gemara says over here, Makhriz Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan was declaring, announcing, Zaharum Zebuwim Shel Ba'ali Ra'atan. You have to be extra careful if you see flies that coming, that these flies, they were around those who are sick with such a sickness. You have to be very careful. Why? Because they might carry the sickness to them, Hazwa Shalom. Rashi brings down, what does it mean? Zaharum zibubi ba'ale ra'atan zibubi mashukhnim alav kashot lehabi oto holi al ish ahir. You have to be extra careful. Watch out. רבי זירה להווה יתיב בזכה. What is this? רשי said, בזכה במקום שנשב רוח אחת על שניהם. If that sick person has a shalom sitting in one place, and the wind's coming from that side, and it's coming from him, it's going toward the person, he shouldn't stay over there. Why? Because the wind might carry the sickness has a shalom to the other person. Therefore, go to the other side. Don't stay over there. Rabbi Zera lava yati bezakir. Rabbi Azar la'ayil be'ohale. Rabbi Azar, he would never enter the tent, the house of those sick people. Why? Because it's very catchy. Rabbi Amevi, Rabbi Ase, lahavu akhlem be'ede ha'im abu'ah. Rabbi Amevi, Rabbi Ase, didn't even eat even the eggs that they distribute, they sell in their village. They won't touch those eggs. Why? Because maybe they touched them and they put them back and now he's going to eat it. Chas v'shalom, very, very dangerous. Therefore, all precautions, the Gemara said, the person has to be very careful. V'nishmartem me'od l'nefshotechem. However, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, mikhrach behu ve'asik b'torah. Amar, ayelet ahabim ve'ya'alat chen. Im chen ma'ala al lomdeha, agune la'magna. Where this, Rashi says, מחרח בהו נדבק אצלם בשעה שהוא עוסק בתורה ומושיבן אצלו ומובטח הוא שתגן התורה עליו ולא יוזק. רבי יושע בן לוי, he wasn't scared of it. He used to go next to them, he used to hug them and cheer them up and he used to give them חיזוק and he was learning Torah at the same time. Why? Because he said the Torah is מגינה ומצילה. He said if the Torah could protect the person, אגוני מגנה. Ya'alat hain, look what again the Torah protects the person. And Ben Ish Hai also in this Gemara, he has also interesting input. He has here the Ben Ish Hai. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, mikhrach behu ve'asik betorah. Amar ayelet abim ya'alat hain. Nera li b'siatat shmiya otiyot pasuk el na rifana la, she'amar Moshe Rabbeinu lirapot et Miriam, him tziruf shem kadosh hem sugal lirfu'ah. So the five words that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for his sister Maryam, El Na Rifan Allah, there's a special Shem Kadosh, holy name comes out of these five words, and that holy name is perfect to heal the person who's sick. Ve'otiyot, what's the name? It doesn't tell us the name over here. What's that Shem Kadosh? We don't know what that Shem Kadosh, but there is Shem Kadosh. Ve'otiyot elu b'milu'am olim lamed alif otiyot. What this means is that if you spell out Elna Rifan Allah, what do you mean? Aleph Elna, Aleph Lamed. Spell out Aleph Lamed Pe, and Lamed Mem Dalet. Aleph, you have three letters. Lamed, you have three letters, that's six. And now, Nun Vav Nun, another three, you have nine. Then continue, Elna Rifan Allah. These five words, if you spell out each letter, how many letters you have from the Melui? 31 letters you have. Say, you do it, I did it, it's 31 letters. That's what's here. كَمْنِيَنْ إِلْ وَلَخِنْ بَتَحْ بِأَمَرْ إِلْ نَارِفَنَ لَهُ. You have 31 letters that's coming out of these five words. If you spell out the word, the letters, you come up with 31 letters. That's, you have 31 letters in this pasuk. وَبَتْتُرَاهَ كَتِيبْ رِفْؤُوتْ تَهِي لِشُرِّخَ وَيَشُكُّي لَعَصْمُتِيخَ. رِفْؤُوتْ تَهِي لِشُرِّخَ. The Torah brings refuat to the person. Said, والشفع هرفؤاء صريخ صنورات في كليم لقبله. How is the person gonna accept that شفع that's coming from the Torah to heal him? Said the Torah رفؤت تهيل شرخة. Said the Torah is gonna bring رفؤاء to the person. How? Said you need something to you need كليم to accept that شفع that's coming to cure the person. ويتصنورات شل التوراة هم كفزين أتيات شبا. How many letters you have in ألف بيت ألف ألف بركل Torah, said 22 letters plus otiyot mansafach, otiyot sofiyot, you have 27. Now 27 plus 31. Now you have 27 plus 31, and said you have nun hit, 58. Said velaze amar ala Torah she ayelet ahabim ve'ya'alat hin. She ma'alat hin hennizkar lerapot et lomdeha. V'kod shekein de'agune magna l'tchot hannezek shelo yikareb b'chlal lomdeha. That's what the cute input that he told us over here. That he says, no, you don't have to worry, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, even though many Amoraim they used to run away from those sick people, Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi used to hug them, go next to them, cheer them up, and learn Torah with them. He said the Torah is Megina u Matzila. Because of this, the Gemara said, כי הבש אחים, when רבי יהושע בן לוי, his time came that he's supposed to die, אמרו לו למלאך המוות, זיל עביד לרעותה. They told מלאך המוות בדין של המעלה, go ask him for his last wish and bring him here. אזל תחזילה, he came to him, אמר לה, חזילה דוכתי. He told him, how can I help you? He said, I came to take your neshama. So he told him, okay, before I give it to you, let me see where's my place, where am I going to be in Gan Eden? Amar li lihaye, no problem, come with me. Amar li habli sakinach, dilma mebaatat li beorha. He said, I'm scared, give me your knife. Ben Shai explains, obviously, he doesn't have a knife, malach mavet. It's all a name, Ruhani. It's all a spiritual idea, what's a knife? He has a knife. Even though the Gemara said, we told you in the beginning, and malach mavet, סכינו בידו, חרבו שלופה בידו, טפה של מראה תלויה בה, אני כולו מלא עיניים, מראה עובדה נעבודה זרה, explain, but they said, that's all spiritual idea. But he told him, give me your knife, because I'm scared, I'm going to walk next to you, I'm scared, maybe you're going to stab me with it. יהבני הלי, he gave it to him, כי מתה להתם, when he got to the place of Gan Eden, דליה כמח ולה. He told him, behind that wall, that's your spot over there. So I can see there's a very high wall. So I'll pick you on my shoulder. So Malach HaMavet, he picked up Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi on his shoulder. So do you see it now? That's your spot over there. So what happened? The Gemara said, Shavar nafal liahu gisa. He jumped to Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he jumped straight to Gan Eden. Nakteh bekarna deglimeh. So he held him with his clothing. Amalei bishbu'ata delatina. מלאך המוות, he held Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, hello, where did you jump over there? I have to take your neshama first. then you could go there. So I made Shebu'ah, I will never leave over here. So what are they going to do now? Amar kutcha berchu, now they don't know what to do. מלאך המוות doesn't know what to do. He made Shebu'ah. What should we do? Amar kutcha berchu, אי אשתיל השבועתה נהדר. אילה לא נהדר. He said, let's check up his book. And see, did he ever make Shebu'ah and he did Hatara for this Shebu'ah? If he ever did Shebu'ah and he did Hatara, then we also do Hatara for him now. So that's what he told them. And they checked out, they saw Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he never made Shebu'ah and he did Hatara for it. Therefore, he said, he can't break his word. He said, he made Shebu'ah, he wants to stay here, he has to stay here. That's what Gemara tells us, Masechet Derech Eretz, Zutad, the Gemara tells us over there that nine people entered Gan Eden alive. One of them is Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. That's what the Gemara tells us over there. And the Yesh Omrim, Gam Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, is number 10. But that's what the Gemara brings now over there, nine people. And some say Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi to add to number 10. But whatever it is, that's the story over here. He made Shebu'ah, he's going to go over there. And he don't have they checked out his books and he never made Hatara. Therefore, he said he cannot break his word, let him stay over there. The Ben Ish-Hai, he explains over here, he says, what if this, all this Gan Eden, and he has a wall, what, he took him, where did he take him? He took him away from this world, where did he take him to? Where is this Gan Eden? He said, وما شكتب كي مطال هتام, when they reached the Gan Eden, where is that place? Well, how come people didn't know this place? Where is this? Who Gan Eden at tahtonha umid ba'olam azeh? So that's what they're referring to, this Gan Eden in this world. Where is that Gan Eden? Where? Not in the paradise, not in all kind of, where's this Gan Eden? Said, bihu mukaf mihisot gibuhot ve'umid bedrom ha'olam. It's somewhere in the south. Ve'kamut shelo 60 פעם יותר על כמות העולם הזה. So the area of Gan Eden, תחתון, it's whatever you have in this world, the whole world, times 60. 60 times the whole world. So where is this 60 times filling in this world? He said, אך עומד בנס, שאינו לוקח מקום מן העולם הזה. Doesn't take room in this world, כדרך שאמרו חזל על ארון וקרובים שבנס היו עומדים, שמקומם אינו מן המדע. כן, וכן מה שאמרו חזל, שאמרו העולם הוא אחד משתים בגן. So that's what חכים tell us, this is the idea. And the Gemara tell us over there that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi continued, and מלאך המוות, he told him, okay, you might say, wow, we cannot break your word, you could stay over there, but at least give me back your knife. Said Amr le habli sakinai, la havaka ya hible. He didn't want to give it back to him. He said, I want to kill people with it. I'm not going to give it back to you. Until now they interfere from Shamayim. And I told him, listen, not enough that you stayed over there. You don't want other people also. So give him back. Give it back to him. Nafka bat kala ve amra le habni hale de mitba'a le briyata. Therefore, you should give it to them. Makhriz Eliyahu kameh panu makon le bar levai. Panu makon le bar levai. And Eliyahu Nabi, after Rabbi Yoshua Nabi was over there in Gan Eden, said, make space for Bar Levi, that's his spot. And then Rabbi Yoshua Nabi, he went to see Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. And the long story over here that he told him, he asked him, Rata Keshet Biyamicha, he told him yes. And then tells him, it cannot be that you are Bar Levi. The Gemara said he was Anav, Arif Anava, that's the story. Now, based on this Gemara, I saw them Farshim, they explain, Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me enter Israel. And why? To stop Israel for Abu Dazara. Let me go over there. And Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, I'm not going to let you go. He said, why? Because maybe after you're going to go to Israel, you're going to make Shibu'ah. You're not going to leave Israel. What am I going to do to you? Then Moshe Rabbeinu, he came and he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't have to worry about this. Why? Ata halota lirot abdicha. Do you remember many years ago, you did hatara for my Shibu'ah? That means I'm not like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, he checked out his books. He never made Shibu'ah and he did hatara for it. But me, you did hatara for my Shibu'ah. So you already did the hatara. So if I'm going to go to Israel and make Shibu'ah, you could also make hatara for my Shibu'ah. There's nothing to worry about this. Let me go to Israel to stop Yisra'ah for Abu Zara. Until Hashem told him, no, even this you're not going to go to Israel. Why? Again, we came back to the Pirush of Rahim HaKadosh, that this is the Pirush that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, that it's only Moshe Rabbeinu, if he's going to go to Israel, then his Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, and it's not going to be destroyed, and Hasb Shalom is going to be bad for Am Israel. Therefore, it was only for the benefit of Am Israel. He told him, "Kianuchi met barzot, and then Albert Yarden, you are going over there. You're going to Israel, and therefore you have to watch out over there." Shemru lachem, pedesh hayatun, v'asad lachem pesel, temunat kol, temunat kol, ashesuvicha Hashem Elokecha. Therefore, you have to watch out over there. But the reason why I'm not going over there, v'etaber Hashem bi lema'anchem for your benefit. That's what the Midrash tells us. Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Ra'i Ne'eman. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yobad Moshe ve'elef ki Moshe ve'lo Yobad Yehudi Ahad. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He was praying for Am Israel. That's basically the reason why he wanted to go to Israel. He wanted to stop Yisra'ah for Abu Zara. Only for who? For whose benefit? For Am Israel's benefit. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem, he had different Hishbonot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees Atidot. But this is the idea why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to pray. That's the Anyan that from here we see that if Moshe Rabbeinu was praying so much for Am Israel and he put all his life for Am Israel, therefore everyone we should learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that everyone should be close and to pray for Am Israel, to love Am Israel. Kulanu ki ish ehad, be'elab ehad. Person should love each other, especially now after Hurban Beit HaMikdash, that now we're Shabbat Nahamu, said Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami, Umar Elohim, how? When Am Israel is going to get together, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring us the Mashiach Be'ezrat Hashem. We should be all Zuchay Be'ezrat Hashem to see Yerushalayim Be'ben Yenab, Mirah Be'yamin, Amen Be'amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshay Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu,